Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Scotty.
And welcome to the first post-Thursday episode in forever. Well, new episode Thursday.
So it's been, a couple of weeks since we've had a new episode?
We did one on Monday.
No, a new episode for Lost.
Oh, not a couple of weeks. It's been like a gajillion months.
Well, it just flew by for me.
So really?
It just seemed like a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Maybe I've just been busy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I have things to do. I don't sit around and pout because things aren't on. I don't know.
It's not me.
Like you.
But come on, we had a new episode today. Aren't you excited?
I was excited.
Okay. New episode.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm excited.
Wow. Were you surprised by whose episode it was?
Yes.
Wasn't that just like...
But you did call it.
Well, I did.
When we were watching the...
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Jay did call it.
For once, I think.
You mentioned like 8 characters, 9 characters, and finally go, boom, and then you got it. So, wow. Johnny on the spot.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Lost Podcast.
That also answered a question, too. We'll get to that later on.
We finally Lost is back. Maybe we only have 8 episodes right now, but you know, there is a tiny bit of hope.
I'm going to cherish those 8 episodes.
Yeah, you're going to cherish like what? Like a fine wine?
I'm going to take all 8 episodes and put them under my pillow.
I
don't know what that means.
We're excited to be doing this yet again, Lost recap back in full force.
Yep. I'm excited.
But before we get into anything, if you'd like to buy one of the new Jay and Jack sweaters or t-shirts, you can do so by clicking the link right now in the AAC feed.
And who wouldn't want them?
Checking out our website, jayandjack.com, clicking the big link on the side, or checking out shopsaminate.com. Also, if you'd like to help us out with our advertising ventures, go ahead and check out our website, jayandjack.com, and click the survey button that's on the top of our sidebar with the little Wizard Media logo on there.
Have you taken the survey yet?
I've taken the survey. Have you taken the survey?
I
know.
That wasn't the question.
I already took it.
All right.
So I answered. Now, have you taken the survey?
So anyway, this episode today.
Slacker.
I'll do it as soon as we're done recording this show.
All right. So, Jack, what do you say? We've rambled on long enough. Let's get into some Lost recap.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
Here we go.
Lost recap.
All right,
I don't mess that.
What?
The Lost recap.
Yes, it's Lost recap time. We've had a new episode, the beginning Woo-hoo! Of the end.
I think people are excited.
I think they are, because this was a mind-blowing episode, and right off the bat...
And we're going a different direction. So
well, exactly. Like... And then you could tell this episode really led us into this different direction, because I think it threw us for a loop. This episode starts out, we have mangoes in the beach background.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, oh, okay, we're back on the island. But why is there a pyramid of
mangoes? I was thinking,
mangoes?
Okay, well, Paolo is already, he's dead. He's not going to be driving him into the ocean. Remember that his episode he was...
Oh, but I think they were smaller than that.
Were they smaller
than
that? Yeah.
So
there goes that theory.
but then all of a sudden, we hear a car and it smashes straight through the pile of mangoes or whatever. And we find out that was just in front of a truck.
Right.
And we're in fact
watching... It's like a farmer's market or fruit stand or something like that.
We're in fact watching a classic L.A. car chase.
Yes, and then we see Jack starting off the day.
Wait. Then we go to the news. Somebody's watching the news, and we find out it's Jack. Way to jump ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, but he's starting off the day with a glass of OJ and a side of vodka.
Was it vodka?
I don't know. Oh, I'm sure it
was. Was it gin and juice?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's favorite drink.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Gin and juice.
Yeah. But
so what better way to start the day?
With some orange juice and a shot of alcohol. Yeah. So doesn't seem too good for Jack. But he's minus the heavy beard.
Yes.
So I guess maybe we can assume this is before last season finale.
I would think so.
But once he
grows a beard pretty fast, so it could have been.
Well, he doesn't grow it fast because he's had like the same 5 o'clock shadow for like 10 years.
You're right about that.
So I mean, yeah.
Got that Crockett thing from Miami Vice.
But once he finds out that it is a Camaro, he says, damn it. Now, once I saw it was a Camaro, I was like, okay, this is Hurley.
Yeah, first you said Sawyer.
No, I said it was Hurley right off the bat.
Yeah, then you said Saeed. Then you said Rose.
So I said Camaro is
Hurley. No, I'm just
Hurley.
Kidding. He said Hurley right off the bat. I said, that's right.
Because that was the car that him and his dad were working on.
Right.
that we found out last season. And so obviously he
finished it.
They keep chasing him. The car crashes, and they force the person out of the car, and we find out, yes, it is Hurley.
And he steals a line from you.
What's that?
He says, don't you know who I am?
Oh, come on.
So that's a blatant ripoff from you.
Shut
that's
up.
A line you give all the time. did you get a little anything extra for that?
No, they try and stop him, but then he starts to run off, and he goes, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, it sounded just like, I waited for when he said that, I had to close my eyes for a second. I said, wait, is Jay on the screen? What's
Shut
going
up.
On?
But they pin him against the wall. They slam him pretty hard. And he goes, I'm one of the Oceanic Six, screaming out loud.
Oceanic Six. Now, what does that mean?
I don't know, but in all the previous stuff, they've been flashing the number six, so maybe that's what it means.
Hmm.
The Oceanic Six, I'm assuming the six, probably six people that got off.
Yeah.
Island.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah. Katsu lost. What do you think?
I'm thinking I don't know what's going on.
Well, now we know it's a flash forward, and it's a Hurley-centric flash forward.
So that answers
which is
one
great.
Of the
Wait, okay, yes, so that's one. Okay. Then we come back from that, and we're still in the flash forward. It's Hurley in one of those, questioning rooms. He's watching a surveillance video.
Right.
And
did you notice it said no smoking on the wall?
Yeah.
What? I mean, it's a police station.
Uh-huh.
Can't they do what they want?
I don't know.
Well, I guess if it's L.A., I guess
you can't smoke anywhere in L.A.
Yeah. Well, where's the guy that's being questioned? Where's he getting the cigarettes?
I don't know. I don't know the
rules.
Do
you have to put no? I mean, he's probably handcuffed. More than likely, the criminal. Why are they giving him cigarettes?
This has nothing to do with anything.
Well, there in the background, so
we find
no
out
smoking.
That Anna's partner Mike is interrogating
Big Mike.
So it's a nice little connection.
Not
there.
Small J,
but
Big Mike.
He's asking about the surveillance video we see. Hurley freaking out and busting it out of there, and I guess this is what starts the car chase.
Yeah, I thought, well...
And he started a convenience store. He seems to look at somebody and runs away.
Yeah, I think it was you stalking him, wasn't it?
No.
You don't think so?
No. But the detective tells him that he knew Anna, and Hurley says he denies knowing her.
Yeah, he denied
because you know
she had black hair, pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but he denied knowing her.
Yeah, so
strange.
It seems kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Why would he deny knowing her?
Yeah, I have no
Leaves
idea.
Leaves more to think about. The detective leaves saying to watch the tape again, and we're going to talk about this. He says he's going to go get a donut. Jorge looks at the video, and then he looks at the two-way mirror, and then we see it's like, an aquarium.
Right.
And all this shadowy figure presses up against the glass, and the glass breaks and water's pouring in.
So was it Mikhail?
No. Well,
hand grenade?
No, but that seems, I was like, what the heck? And then the water's filling in the room, and he's screaming
to
get out.
He's freaking out.
Yeah, and then Mike opens up the door and realizes none of that happened. It was all in Hurley's head.
Yeah.
And Mike says, do you want me to put you in a psych ward? And, Hurley wants to go into the nut
house. He wanted to go.
Yeah, it was kind of his relief. And then that was cut from the flash forward. We then go to Hurley and Jack talking on the walkie-talkies. And Hurley finds out that the plan worked, and they did contact the boat. And Kate comes back after looking for Locke after he stabbed Naomi in the back. And
he threw a knife at him.
Well, that's stabbing her in the back,
no,
right?
No, stabbing is when you, physically.
So throw it. Okay, all right.
Yeah. I guess it could be either way.
Yeah.
I guess
I think you're right, though. Stabbing is like
stabbing is
holding
like,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He threw a knife at her back.
How do you know these details?
Let's move on.
Okay. But Jack says he's going to kill Locke if he comes back.
And I'm like,
and
wow.
Like, oh, wow.
Jay's favorite character. Is he going to be killed off?
Come, you can't kill him off that early. And,
well, you don't know. This is Lost. And they would have, 47 episodes ago? Or 40?
I'll be mad if they kill him, right away.
Would you stop watching?
No, I wouldn't stop watching. I have to. Come on. I don't have a choice. we're signed on for life.
I don't need you.
Kate wants to know if we're really going home. And Jack says, yes, we're really going
home. We're
going to
go home.
We then go to Sun and Claire. Sun saying, "I can't believe I'm going to have my baby in a hospital."
Yeah, what a rude thing to say.
Rub it in her face. Poor Claire. It's not her fault.
They're going, I'm not going to get up and slap her.
I know. But
they
Claire was
joke.
Fun.
Yeah. She was like, oh, she's joking.
But deep down inside, Claire's like, you jerk.
Well, at least I have a baby.
Oh,
that would have been a good comeback, wouldn't it? You better get off this island.
Rose, starts to tell Claire.
Yeah, what was up with Rose?
I know, seriously.
She's getting a little.
You need to cheat Charlie real good.
I was like, whoa, Rosie.
Bounce, chicka, bounce, bounce. Then cut to
well, first they said because Bernard was the hero.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess that got her all, I don't know, excited,
risky or something. I don't know. We then go to Ben and Rousseau. Ben is still tied up to the tree.
Yep.
And Ben asks Rousseau to take Alex far away from here.
Take my daughter.
Yeah, take my daughter. And he gets far away as possible. Everyone here is going to die. And he says, my daughter. Rousseau punches him in the face.
Nice backhand.
Yeah. She goes, I will not have my daughter. Bam.
How many more punches can this guy take?
I don't know, quite honestly.
His face is messed up.
Yeah. I guess he...
Will the island heal his face?
I guess.
Or will he be killed?
And then Rousseau says, she's not your daughter.
Yeah. But wouldn't you think there'd be more conversation after that? I mean, for 16 years, he had her daughter. Wouldn't you think he'd ask, you know, hey, why did you take her? You know, why, you know... Wouldn't there be more conversation?
Well, maybe that's off camera. We just didn't see that conversation.
I think that's something I would like to know.
Okay, fair enough. We then go to Jorge and Bernard looking out to the ocean. And Hurley. I slipped up there.
I don't know who this Jorge character you are talking about. Is he a new character?
No,
one of
Hurley,
the
I'm sorry.
People?
Okay. Tells Bernard that he won the lottery, so he comes clean about his
lottery. Yeah, and then Bernard's going, yeah, it must be rough to win $150 million. You know what?
He says the worst thing that ever happened to him. Then he says now he's finally going to be free because the money's going to be all gone because they thought he was dead.
Would you be upset if you won $150 million?
No, I'd be ecstatic.
I'd be happy.
But he says, you know, I've walked up and down this beach so long. I want to do a cannonball. And Bernard says, going to do a cannonball? Cannonball.
Cannonball.
So he goes and does the cannonball.
He was close to the rocks, though.
See, that was dangerous.
Yeah.
So, this just seemed kind of dangerous to me. But he goes in, smile on his face. But then as he comes up, we see Desmond returns.
Yes.
And he's yelling at the beach party that they need to find Jack. And Hurley finds out that Charlie is dead.
That was
very
sad.
Well,
everyone's face, you can see.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie was well liked.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though a couple seasons ago he was getting beat up on the beach and no one helped him.
Yeah.
But now everyone cares.
Well, because, you know, he died a hero. We then go back to Jack, who the phone starts ringing, and it's George Minkowski.
Yes.
His name. He says they need to fix the phone. It's not working right. And he asks for Naomi.
Yeah.
And
but Naomi's off getting wood.
Well, then
you have all those people, log carrying guys around carrying wood. They can pick the wood. And now poor Naomi with a knife in her back.
Has to go get it,
has
right?
To get the wood. Well, actually, did she still have the knife in her? Yeah, she still had the knife in her back. Yeah. Yeah. You with the knife in your back, you go get the wood.
But then they look and they see that Naomi isn't there.
Yeah. Just disappeared.
That was kind of creepy. And Jack walks up to Ben. And,
classic look.
Yeah, and Ben just gives like a great look in his face, like, I didn't do nothing.
I'm all tied up. What could I do?
We then go back to the beach party. They're arguing.
Do you think that... No, never mind.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to think maybe Rousseau helped her because she wasn't there at that time. I mean, it just seems weird that she's standing next to...
She wasn't standing next to. It was kind of like in between distance.
She punched Ben in the face, and then suddenly she's gone, and Naomi's gone. I'm not trying to start anything.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just tossing it out there for.
We go back to the beach party. Saeed doesn't want to alert Jack because he doesn't want the people to know that because
they're monitoring.
Yeah, we don't want them to know that we don't have complete faith in him. Sawyer says no. He's gonna walkie talkie him, but then Hurley takes
nice toss
the walkie talkie and throws it into the water, and he starts walking off in the other direction. So Hurley taking charge.
Yeah.
Once again, you know, in the end of last season, he got his Dharma bus fan and took charge and saved the day.
Took out a few others and...
And probably one of the best scenes ever in the history of Lost. Yeah. We then go back to Jack and Rousseau and the rest of... I think we're going to call them the Travelers.
Travelers?
Is that what we decide on? Traveling Wheelberries?
Yeah, Traveling Wheelberries. I like that.
But Jack says, I need to get to the beach. Rousseau was actually looking after trying to find where Naomi was.
Right.
You believe that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
It's
funny how she knew which direction to go.
Well, she said she found a trail.
You know, a blood trail. A lot of blood.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of blood.
Well, I guess if you're like just dripping a little bit, just a little bit at a time.
And I don't know, she was dripping more than a little bit at a time. You see that one? Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Seriously, come on. Pace yourself here.
Get back into recap.
Jack
shape.
Wants to send the rest of them to the beach while Jack Rousseau are going to go try and follow the trail and get Naomi, and he's taking Ben with him because he's the only one he trusts with Ben.
Right.
Is himself.
Mm-hmm. We can't trust Danielle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Claire says that Jack looks worried, and he just says, you know,
I'm not worried.
This is worried?
Come on.
No.
Come on. What are you talking about?
Kate,
my voice always gets high like this.
Kate then just then comes up to Jack saying that she found a different trail, mm-hmm. and that, you know, maybe she did a dummy trail. And
double back.
Yeah, double back.
Yeah.
Making a dummy trail.
Yeah, I guess, whatever. So this bleeding person with a knife in her back.
That's what I'm saying. And so I kind of see Jack's side here. But he says, you know, 6 hours from now, we're going to be laughing on the last thing we couldn't agree
we'll
on.
We'll be having Mai Tais on some boat.
I think
that's what he said.
Yeah. And then so they hug and they go their separate ways. But Ben
are you
looks
little no, go ahead.
Funnily at Kate.
Yeah. Just like, what's going on?
Yeah. Maybe that'll come up later. Then go back to the beach party and Hurley then says, you know, we're going to go warn Jack.
Right.
What do we do when there's a warning?
And he goes stalking off into the jungle. Yep.
We then go back to the flash forward. Hurley is in Santa Rosa playing Connect Four. So he's back in the mental hospital.
Yeah, where was
he
Lenny
before? That was like a figment of his imagination, remember?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Lenny was real.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lenny. I was thinking of Dave. Sorry.
Yeah, Lenny's real. Remember, he got the numbers
from
Lenny.
Well, maybe he got out.
No.
I don't know. We don't know how far ahead in the future this is. Maybe he died or something.
Oh, now you...
I'm just saying. We don't know how, like, you know, if this is 3-4 years, you know. I'm just saying.
Or maybe he
was transferred to a different hospital.
I wanted to see Lenny.
Okay. Fair enough. Maybe he was transferred to a different place.
That's all I'm asking.
Or maybe he'll come, you know, into play for
it's
the demo.
It's Connect Four. You expect to see Lenny playing Connect Four with Hurley.
Found out that Hurley has a visitor, and we found out that he's from Oceanic Air, and he wants to upgrade his surroundings. You know, they feel bad for, you know, where he's at and stuff like that.
He's a big star, and, you know.
And he seems kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Very creepy.
He reminded me he's the opposite. He was like a little like Locke.
Why? Because Locke's creepy? Or
no,
just because he's
the
bald
head and stuff like that.
I don't know about that. But
he said that look like Locke always has and stuff.
Yeah. And he then says that this guy, this visitor, says, "Are you fine, Mr. Reyes?"
Yes.
And Hurley says he asked for some, you know, identification, a
business card. And of course the guy pulls out the O.
Checks his pockets. I left it at home.
I left it at home. Sorry.
And then he asked.
You think he would have had to show some identification when he came in to see Hurley?
Yeah, yeah.
So why wouldn't he have an identification now?
Well, I mean, just a business card. Maybe he had like identification.
Well, you got to have something. I mean,
he didn't have to say he was with Oceanic then.
No.
But we find out that he's not with Oceanic. And then he says, "Are they still alive?"
Yeah. What do you mean?
And he goes, "You heard me." Then Hurley freaks, and he says, "You know, God, bad person." And then this strange man leaves. Yeah, kind of goes out the door. So, what do you think he's saying? Are they still alive? Maybe the other people besides the Oceanic Six?
I would think so.
Back on the island,
I guess.
Yeah,
I guess that's got to be the direction they're going.
Yeah,
something going on.
Yeah, we then come back from the flash forward, and the beach party is jungle trekking. Nice scene between Hurley and Sawyer talking about Charlie.
Oh, it's Sawyer showing his softer side.
Yeah, you know, saying
where the ladies
talk
all
about
go,
it.
Oh.
And they take him back.
See, he's
in.
A nice guy. He cares.
But Hurley doesn't really want to talk about it. He just wants to keep trudging forward. And so then Hurley kind of hangs from the back, but then he gets lost.
Yes.
And he starts running around trying to find, you know, his crew, a beach party. And then he runs.
Isn't it weird he got so messed up, so his directions were so.
What do you mean?
I mean, he was like. Was he that far behind the...
Or maybe somehow the island changed around him?
Yeah.
Because he ran into Jacob's cabin.
Yeah, I know.
And the whispers were abound. And the lights turn on in the window.
Right.
And Very creepy.
And did you notice inside the... it looks...
We're not at that scene yet.
We're not at that scene? Okay, no. Then be quiet.
But so he's at the cabin... And whenever you see that cabin, I'm sorry, it's just creepy.
It still reminds me of the cabin on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's a little, you know, nod. We then go to Jack, Ben, and Rousseau. We find out that it is a dummy trail and that Ben tells Jack that Kate took the phone when she hugged him. So
I'd let Kate hug me for my phone.
You let her do that?
I'd let her.
You let her use you?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Then we go to Kate, who is following... Assuming the correct trail.
Right. But where was the two blood trail? Where did they get the blood?
From hers.
I know, but she's just spraying blood everywhere.
I guess. Maybe she has like a little pocket of blood that she uses just in case.
Maybe she was donating blood and hadn't turned it in yet. Just spraying it off to the side. It just seemed like a lot of blood.
I know. I agree. But then she gets a call on the phone, and the person asks for Naomi. She says she's not here.
When the phone rang, I thought it was you, and I was about ready to slap you. Turn off your phone.
But then
she's not here. She's still getting wood.
But then all of a sudden, blood starts dripping on her.
Okay, this is the part that bugged me even more.
What?
She's got a knife in her back. She's bleeding. She has enough blood spread all over the place for two trails, and she's able to climb a tree. I cut my finger. I can't walk across to get a Band-Aid. She can do all this stuff and climb up a tree?
I guess so.
I mean, there's a lot of blood that was spraying on Kate's arm.
Yeah.
Man.
I guess she has a lot of blood.
Or she grabbed like a...
Or maybe the island like regenerates her blood a lot quicker.
That could be. Never thought about that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But Kate gets ambushed with a knife to her neck and, you know, tells her, no, I tried to help you. Why'd you do this to me? And then Kate tells her that it wasn't us. It was John Locke.
And she turned on John Locke with, like, no problem.
Well, I mean, would you if you had a knife to your neck like that?
You could blame one of the other guys. You could blame a log carrier.
Well, I think she had to be honest at that point. But Naomi gets the phone, talks to George, tells him that she had an accident, a tree branch, hit her in the gut. She covers for the Losties and said, and changes the tracking frequency, which fixes the phone. And then George says, you know what, we're sending people right away. And then she goes, I'm sorry, George. Tell my sister I love her. And Naomi dies.
She loves her sister. So who's her sister?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out later on.
Okay.
We then go back to Hurley and Jacob's cabin. He walks up to the cabin. This is where you said you saw.
Yeah, I swear, if you look in the upper right-hand corner of the
I just think it was because the glass was broken.
I think it's maybe that, or they're making it look that way. Maybe we'll get some screen caps later on. But it looked like a Dharma logo. I remember I freezed it.
I know.
It looks like a Dharma logo.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Maybe I'm just looking for things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe, probably. So then Hurley looks into the cabin.
Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah, he sees the dog painting from, remember, last time. Jack Bender.
I still would like to see the dogs playing poker. but that's just me.
But then we hear the rocking of a chair, and then kind of in the shadows, it was Christian Shepherd. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you definitely tell by the shoes.
Yeah, the shoes and just the look.
Shoes and the suit.
And that was creepy. But then all of a sudden, the actual Jacob jumps up and knocks Hurley back.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what?
That was like a scene from Jaws, where he's looking in the boat.
Yeah, and then the dead head pops out.
Underneath, and the head pops out.
What do you think that's about? Because...
I have no idea.
Because now it's like, there was two people in
the
cabin.
Why would Hurley see Christian Shepherd? What's going on with it comes back to that Mobizo they just released.
Yeah, with Vincent and Christian Shepherd.
With Vincent and Christian Shepherd. What's going on?
So was that Smokey in there talking with Jacob? It was two different people in the cabin.
Exactly.
Which brings up a big question, you know, why? Why is that the case?
But did Christian Shepherd look alive or just look like he was kind of just rocking back and forth?
What, like Ma Bates?
Yeah. Exactly, the Bates Hotel. That's what it looked like, didn't it?
It was creepy like that. It was definitely, you know, very unhuman like.
Was his toes pushing the rocking chair back, or was he just rocking back and forth?
I think it was.
Or is Jacob making him rock back and forth?
I don't know. I don't know why Christian's there. Christian's. But remember, I was watching. Remember watching the season finale last year? How Jack was saying his dad was still alive. Maybe he's alive somehow.
So maybe this is why Jack is freaking out. And that's why Jack has to get back. He has to get back to save his dad.
Yeah.
Maybe he believes his dad is still alive.
Yeah, but do you think he's alive?
You know, for a while there, I was on the team that he was alive. Uh-huh. Then I was with he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't they come out and say he was dead?
I think so. So I gotta
say he's still dead, but
it's another moment lost now where it's just like I don't know what's going on.
At one point I said that Christian Shepherd was Jacob or was the him. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we're just gonna have to see.
If anyone has an answer out there, I'll take
first come, first serve. But he runs away, screams for help, and he keeps running. He runs in the other direction, he stops, and then he looks behind him, and then as he turns around, Jacob's cabin is somewhere else right in front of him.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That is creepy. That is so creepy. But then he closes his eyes saying, you know, it's not real. And then he opens his eyes and it's gone. And he kind of backs up and he falls over.
Closes his eyes again.
And he looks up and he sees.
And he starts screaming.
And Locke goes.
He sees your boy.
Locke. Hello, Hugo. But that was a pretty great scene. But man, that was creepy.
Yeah.
So does Jacob have the power to move the cabin wherever he wants to?
Or it's an illusion. I mean, he's got, you know, he's I don't know.
I don't know. It's very creepy. Very scary.
Obviously able to get inside their head. And
yeah. Jacob has a lot of power.
Yeah.
And I wonder why Locke was around there. Was he trying to talk to Jacob?
Yeah. Yeah, well, kind of weird. What was Locke doing there?
Yeah, exactly.
Has Jacob...
Remember, Jacob seemed to save him when he got shot.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, maybe they're in cahoots now.
Or has Jacob gone into Locke's body? Maybe Locke is dead. And maybe Jacob has taken over Locke's body.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't know. It's just a theory. Just throw it out there. It just seems weird.
All
right. Like you said, you brought it up. Why was he there?
Well, yeah, exactly. I think it was maybe he was looking for Jacob or something. Maybe, or maybe he was talking to Jacob or something.
Maybe that cabin is never there.
Maybe.
And maybe Locke, you know, looking for the cave. Maybe it just appears when Jacob wants it to appear.
That's crazy.
Well, this whole island is crazy.
Well, yeah, I know.
So that just...
Then we go to Hurley and Locke. Hurley tells Locke, you know, he was scared. That's why he was screaming. But yeah. he didn't tell him that he saw the cabin.
No.
It seemed kind of weird why he wouldn't say that.
Yeah, well, that's what they do on the show.
Yeah. Hurley tells Locke about Charlie. And it seems that Locke tries to enlist Hurley so they can join forces to convince the Rosties and the Jack that...
Because it's funny, because Locke still...
To talk him out of.
He still wants to get Jack on his side.
Yeah. Well, because I think Locke truly believes in what he believes in, that, you know, these people on the boat are bad because that's, you know, what Walt maybe told him or Jacob told him.
Jacob and what Ben had been saying all along anyway.
So, but he says, you know, we need to tell him to talk him out of it or Charlie died for nothing. So Locke right away goes right for
his
emotional side. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a little like Ben there.
Yeah. Yeah. Manipulating a bit. We then go to the beach party. Hurley returns and then Locke comes behind him. And pleads his case.
Yeah.
Because Saeed asks, you know, why'd you blow up the submarine? And, you know, it's a
valid
question.
Of course, Locke right away says, nothing.
The traveling Wilburys and the beach party reunite. Sun and Jen reunite. Bernard and Rose reunite.
Nice hug with Rose and Bernard. But, Rosie and Bernie have a hug. And then you know, you see Claire looking around going,
I know. And Claire doesn't have
who's
Charlie.
Who's messing? Can't think.
But I always like the reunion scenes because they're always nice and happy. But this one wasn't too happy because
it was happy, but then you they had Claire right in the center.
Yeah.
And you have everyone happy around
and you know
her.
It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, something's not up. Something's not right.
But then Hurley, you know, Desmond was actually going to go tell Claire, but then Hurley said,
I'll do it.
And he goes up to her very emotional and he tells her he's dead. Charlie's
dead. Gives her
dead.
A hug. Now, were you jealous at this point?
No. But it was
no, because he's hugging Claire.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
You were all right with that?
Yeah, I'm all right. But that was a great scene. Great acting on Jorge's part because I really
actually
felt the emotion.
Of them, both,
yeah, both. Yeah, but I could just feel like all the emotion, that weight that he was carrying, like finally just came off.
Yeah, when he didn't open up to Sawyer.
Yeah, exactly. It's just finally he's letting it go.
Yeah.
But then we go back to Hurley's flashback, and he was outside Santa Rosa. He's probably, you know, out in the yard.
He was an Eskimo in an igloo, right?
Yeah, wasn't there like a snowman too or something like that?
Was there a snowman there? Also, I remember seeing was an
igloo. He was coloring.
Yeah,
and he had Cheetos. but then one of the people next to him, or one of the other patients
comes up and says, "Yeah, you got someone."
Well,
I'd watch out
if I were you. That guy's staring at you, and he goes, "Who?" And he goes, "That guy." He points.
Right,
and we see Charlie.
Yeah. So now I'm like, okay, what's going on? He's got the cool shades.
Yeah, well, he has like a new look, a new haircut and everything. Yeah. But dude, what the heck? Why is Charlie there?
Yeah, I'm like going, okay, he's dead.
Yeah.
We just had the scene where he was dead.
Uh-huh.
And they confirmed he was dead. You know?
Yeah.
And now is he alive? What's going on?
Yeah. Charlie says, you know, just sit down. I want to talk to you. And Hurley says, you know, he doesn't believe him. He says, you're dead. We find out that's what he ran from in the store.
Yeah, because he
was Charlie.
He was hit by the ho-hos.
Yes.
Who doesn't like ho-hos?
That's your favorite, isn't it?
It's my favorite, yes.
But Charlie says, you know, I am dead, but I'm also here.
Yeah.
It's kind of trippy. Hurley doesn't believe him, so then Charlie slaps Hurley.
Yeah.
And then Hurley goes,
I wonder how many takes that took.
I don't know, but...
Because it looked real to me.
That would
have
been fun
to me.
For Dominic Monaghan, right? let's see. But did you know, Hurley asked him, did you know you're going to die? And he says, yes. And he says, you know, if I told you, you know,
tried to stop me
and we don't need all that drama. But then, he then tells him, you know why I'm here.
Right.
You know, they need you.
Yeah.
They need you.
And he kept saying it.
And Hurley, you know, counts him, you know, counts to five, saying, you know, stop, stop, stop. And then he disappears.
Right.
But he said, they need you.
Yeah. So then we realize that Charlie is dead.
Well, Charlie is dead. But the thing is, though, is it's not just Hurley's, you know, imagination acting on him because that other person saw him.
Right.
So he was a vision that was there.
Yeah, it was there. Yeah, he was there, but it's like.
So I think it's the island calling out to Hurley.
Or the guy that said he was there is somebody working for the island.
Well, but I still think it's the island projecting itself to Hurley to try and get him to come back.
The whole smoke monster thing.
Yeah, like, you know, a lot like Yemi and Jack's father.
Right.
The horse. I think it's along those lines.
I agree.
But it was still great. But I think it'd be really cool as if, like, in the future, Hurley flash forwards, that it's always kind of Hurley and Charlie like that.
Because we like Charlie.
Well, that I really like the kind of play that both of them had during that little scene. Let me go back to.
So you don't think this will be the last time we see Charlie?
I don't think it is the last time we see Charlie. And I really like the kind of stuff that kind of.
They always work together. They always worked well together.
Yeah, and I think that'd be kind of cool. In his flash forwards, they still have that kind of camaraderie. We then go to Hurley and Claire. He says, you know, he was trying to help us. Jack, Ben, Rousseau return. Actually, we only see Ben and Rousseau. And Jack punches Locke in the face, hits him on the ground.
He blindsided.
Yeah, yeah. And he gets Locke's gun, holds the gun to his head, and Locke says, you know, you're not going to pull the trigger, just like you weren't before. Click. And then he pulls the trigger right at his head.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's not loaded.
Yeah.
And they pull Jack away, and...
when Locke pounds, you know, he hits him.
Well, he hits him some more, and I think it was Sawyer pulls Jack away.
Sawyer and Saeed, I believe.
And Locke, you know, says, you know, what I did, it was for the best of everyone. And Jack said, you blew up every chance we had to get off this
and
place.
And I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
And do you think that was a shout-out to the fans?
Oh, I think so. Well, even last season, I think it was the brig when Sawyer said, you know, you blew up everything that can get us off the island tour.
Yeah.
And he killed Naomi, and then Ben says, well, we haven't killed her yet.
Yeah.
And then Kate comes and says, yes, she did die, and she covered for us.
Right.
And Locke makes his plea to go to the barracks where it's safe, and you know, until he can think of something better.
So at this point, when you say Naomi are the people on the boat, are they bad? Because why would Naomi cover for him?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
I think it's still too early to tell.
Right.
Then Jack says, no, you're crazy. No one's going with you. And then Hurley says, he's not crazy, he yells out. And he says...
This was kind of emotional,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, this is actually a great scene. Charlie says, Charlie gave up his life to rescue us. It worked, but then something happened. The last thing he did was to warn us they aren't the people who they said they were. So I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to my friend. I'm listening to Charlie.
Was that a smack out of Jack? Because...
I think so, because...
He's not his friend?
Well, I think it's just like, you know...
Well, obviously...
I think it's he felt like he was disrespecting Charlie, who gave up his life. And Hurley goes over to Locke, and Locke says, anyone else?
Yeah.
And then the survivors divide. Claire, a pretty probably obvious choice, goes over to Locke. Rousseau, Alex, Ben asks Jack to go with John, and Jack said, be my guest.
Yeah,
go
ahead. Jack was freaking out at this point, though. You see his face?
Yeah, yeah.
Just
like, whoa. Well, it was for a shock. Bernard asks Rose if she wants to go. You know, because I said I never leave this island for your safety. She says, I'm not going anywhere with him.
Yeah.
Pretty mean. Also, Sawyer starts to pull away, and Kate's shocked.
Yeah, Kate's like,
what are you doing? He says, same thing I've always done.
Survive.
So they split up, and Locke says, you know where to find us when you change your mind.
I will.
And the camp divides.
Yeah.
That
was a rumor that we'd heard all.
Yeah, and that was also kind of in the preview that they showed.
Yeah.
We then go to Hurley's flash forward. He's playing basketball, and Jack shows up.
Yeah, where's Kenny Loggins?
I see. He wasn't hired for this episode.
Oh, okay.
But he has a conversation with him. It's nice to see Hurley and Jack.
Yeah, they seem pretty friendly.
Yeah.
Little game of horse.
We find that Jack's back doing surgical stuff.
Yep.
So are the reporters leaving you alone? And then he says, I still have to sign autographs every now and then.
When I go out for some coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee.
What?
Jack goes out for coffee.
I don't
see Jack drinking any coffee. So I don't think he's hitting the Starbucks.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I'm not accusing him of anything.
But he says he's thinking about growing a beard, which
funny.
Is funny.
That was
and
funny.
And Hurley says, I think you kind of look weird with a beard. That was funny. So I guess we can assume now this is pretty before the flash forward that we saw last season, Jack's flash forward. And then Hurley asked him, you know, what are you really doing here? Did you think, you see if I was going to tell?
Yeah. And then, and we're like, tell what?
And probably it's telling about maybe the people that are still on the island.
Right.
The same thing that that creepy guy was asking about. But then, you know, Jack kind of seems distraught now, and he says, you know, you win. I got to run.
Yeah.
And as he's walking away, Hurley says, you know, I'm sorry I went with Locke. And Jack says, you know, water under the bridge.
Yeah.
And Hurley says, you know, I don't think we made the right, did the right thing.
Yeah.
And then Hurley says, you know, it wants us to go back. It wants us to go back.
Right.
Which is probably the island.
Exactly.
Like Charlie being a vision from the island. And Jack says, you know, we are never going back. And Hurley says, never say never, dude.
Yep.
Kind of creepy. But it's kind of funny that at that point, Jack, you know, still kind of holding up his guard on that.
Exactly.
But as we saw, flash forward from last season.
Well, he's not a believer in the island, so.
Yeah. But I guess some point from that point to the flash forward we saw last season,
something,
he changes
something,
mind.
Well, something's going to happen to get to him.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Then we cut back from the flash forward. We go to Kate and Jack at the front of the plane where they trek with Charlie in the pilot episode.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems so long ago that we were here. And then Thunder... It's thundering, and Kate goes, oh, the thunder's getting louder. I was like, wait, it's a helicopter.
Yeah.
So then we see a helicopter flying overhead. Kate and Jack run after, and they see a person parachute, and then they run into this person, this parachuter, same along the lines of Naomi last season.
Right.
And the guy takes off his helmet, kind of bearded the guy from Saving Private Ryan.
It's Opum. Opum?
I can't remember.
I think it's Opum.
But he asks, are you Jack? Cut to Lost. Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to follow this guy anywhere.
No?
I didn't like him in Saving Private Ryan.
So what do you think about that episode? I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. I mean, obviously, you know, we waited a long time for it.
Yeah.
And it didn't disappoint.
No,
you know,
exactly.
A lot of people didn't like last season, didn't like the first six episodes.
Uh-huh.
I had no problem with them, but
yeah,
this one,
I think, just gets right back into the thick of things.
Oh, plus, it's still, you're like going, okay, what is going on?
Yeah, exactly.
It opened up a lot of new questions. Didn't really answer too much.
Not too much, but I think it like, in a, if it was like a meal, I felt satisfied.
Right.
You know.
And I always liked the Hurley episodes.
So yeah, and I thought it was great that I decided to use a Hurley episode.
Yeah.
Instead, you know, the same kind of Jack always has the first episode.
Exactly.
And I thought that was a really nice thing, a nice spin, and plus the fact that's a flash forward. How'd you like the whole flash forward thing again? And
right.
Now that we knew it was a flash forward in the beginning, do you think that worked? Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it's,
like I
think
said,
it's cool.
At the beginning, we thought it was going to be an island scene.
Yeah.
But then they, you know, they switch it up on us, and it obviously was a flash forward.
I
didn't know how this flash forward stuff was going to work.
Yeah,
but after seeing this one, I go, all right, I'm fine with it. It's going to work.
And the story is really good too, and I'm engaged in the story.
Right,
and I think it's going to be cool that we're going to have like these three different storylines.
Well, like I said, it comes down to the acting was outstanding.
Yes, it was. It was great.
It was just perfect.
Yeah. So all in all, a great episode. Really excited for Lost to be back, and we can't wait to see the next one.
Yep.
All right, Jack, you ready to get some listener feedback?
We got lots of phone calls.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. I got a lot of great calls from you guys on this episode, the beginning of the end. So, Jack, what do you say we quit the talking and let you guys do the talking?
I say we do it.
Here we go.
Hey, Jane, Jack, this is Kelly from New York City. So I remember your point saying, how did Charlie know that it was the bridge of the song to do Punch in the Code. I'm watching the on TiVo, the Through the Looking Glass episode before watching the season premiere. And it seems that she actually starts giving him a code before she actually says, oh, it's the Beach Boys song. So with enough of that code, it gives about 5 to 6 notes of it, knowing, you know, how a keypad works, that he would have to deduce from that, knowing those that, like, that was, it would fit with the bridge, not the other part of the song. So I think that solves that mystery, and I think we're probably going to have some more to solve. So anyway, just thought I'd point that out, and looking forward to your podcast. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Freeman Tim in Detroit. Just finished watching it. Wow. If they can keep up the whole season with the amount of mystery, but just so much new stuff and just top-notch episodes, it's going to be a miracle that you know, we're going to be able to get through to 6 seasons. Oh man, just completely amazing. I'm digging the flash forwards. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed it. Can't wait to hear your podcast tomorrow. Have a good night. Bye.
Hey, Dan Jack. This is Jolene from Massachusetts and my husband, Chris. We just got finished watching the season premiere of Lost. And our heads are spinning, but in a totally good way. First of all, Hurley in this episode, so moving. I just, every time I think that, you know, I'm done with the character, he's just incredible. But we had some thoughts when Jack went to visit Hurley in the mental institution towards the end of the episode. Chris really felt like however they got off the island was something very shameful, and they're obviously feeling very, very guilty about it. What that was, who knows? Obviously, the flash forward that we saw in the season finale hasn't happened yet at this point, because Jack hasn't really come to terms with that guilt yet. Jacob, so probably saw him in like 10 different places, and he saw him in the chair, which just kind of fuels my belief that he doesn't exist in anyone's dimension. It's just kind of jumping time, but we'll see where that goes. Anyways, can't wait to hear your thoughts tomorrow. Until then, yeah. I guess. Bye, and have a good night.
Hey, guys. This is John Doe, number two, calling you from Atlanta, Georgia. I haven't talked in a long time. Premiere's over, and I wrote a little song. I'm not a good singer, so bear with me. Hurley, you were my man. Big and round, nice and tan. Things went bad, you're all messed up. It all turns out, you're still a nut. You lost your friend, Charlie's gone. The path you're on is going down. You broke the hard news to the beautiful Claire. We cried with you like we were there. Then Charlie came back to talk to you. He had a message that was so true. When the choice was made, you went with John. You left Jack behind and you were gone. Then came the end, some secrets with Jack. Because, yes, my friends, our Lost is back. Great show, guys. Look forward to it. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls. Kelly from NYC. Talking about, well, not so much this episode, but last season's finale, the Charlie Code thing. She said that's because he kind of got the first couple numbers. Still, to me, it doesn't quite do it because the numbers...
Can we get off this whole I hate Charlie thing?
I know. I feel bad, but it still doesn't work.
Can the man rest in peace?
Because the numbers don't correspond with the pitches correctly, so I'm standing my ground.
Is that ruining Lost for you?
No, not at all. It's just a little...
Can you just let it go? The guy couldn't play bass guitar, and you had him killed off.
At least you're saying bass guitar now. I didn't have him killed off. It wasn't me.
No, you're getting bad reviews because your hatred towards Charlie.
I love Charlie. Don't say that.
No,
okay.
You wanted him killed off.
I don't.
You cheered when he was drowning.
That's a total bold faced lie.
Fact. I have film.
Okay.
Check YouTube.
Freeman Tim in Detroit. He said it was
digging the flashbacks.
Digging the flash forwards.
Flash forwards. I'm sorry.
Yes. Are you digging the flash forwards, Jack?
Like I said, I think I said before, I didn't think I was gonna like him.
Mm-hmm.
I said this might ruin the show for me.
Yeah.
I gotta agree. I'm digging them. I think it's really amazing. I think they're great.
Yeah, I think it really does. It makes the whole show fresh again because it's this new mystery now, and we're trying to figure out what happened to him after the island. And it just makes a whole new opens with a whole new venue to theorize and enjoy and discover, like it was the first season when we were finding about the characters and their flashbacks. Now their flash forwards have that same kind of appeal to me.
And tonight's was outstanding.
Yes.
So it's just I'm liking it.
Jolene, she said they're feeling guilty about leaving.
Well, obviously, because we saw how Jack was in the last episode of last season,
mm-hmm.
season three. You saw how Jack was all messed up, and obviously he's not in tonight's episode. He's not there yet.
No. Yeah, it's
definitely kind of a hint because he was, you know, he poured the orange juice and he poured a little, you know, I think it was vodka or gin into it.
Yeah.
So he's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Something's getting to him, and then he's worried about what Hurley, you know, was Hurley going to talk? You know, when he saw him, you know. Something's going on. Obviously, Hurley's stressing out to the point where he feels guilty about something.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, they feel guilty about something. And obviously, it's going to be a lot worse for Jack as time goes on.
Yeah.
Maybe he thinks his dad's alive and he left him there.
That, with this whole Christian Shepherd thing.
Because the whole Christian Shepherd thing. I mean, why are they throwing that out there?
Exactly.
You know, every time you think he's gone.
He comes right back.
He comes back. You know, they had the Mobozo before and he came back. And it's just like, All right, what is going on?
Exactly.
I don't know. I
exactly. Don't know. John Doe number two, the Hurley song.
Yeah, I thought he sang a little better than you.
That's harsh, Jack. That's harsh. But I think John Doe number two gets to classify himself as the first listener that sang in a song for his reactions to the episode. I don't know. I don't know about that, but but thank you. Thank you, John Doe number two. All right, Jack, you ready to get into the last set of calls? Yeah. We got one from Montavious Nick, Gary from Ohio, Trish, Derek, and Isabel. Here we go.
Hey, guys, it's Montavious Nick. Just got done with the episode, and I can already tell eight's not going to be enough for me. It's going to drive me insane. Anxious to see who the rest of the super friends are, or excuse me, the Oceanic Six. Because it looks like it's just going to be a trickle-down effect as far as going crazy and it just eating away at them to get back to the island. And I figure Jin and Sun would be included in that six, but if that's the case, then who is the last one? Who's the odd man out or odd woman out? But, yeah, excited about the episode and just can't wait to see more of it and can't wait to hear what you guys think. Later.
Hey, guys, it's Gary from Ohio, and can't wait to hear your podcast tonight. I just have two questions. Maybe you can help me out with this. How did the quote-unquote non-rescuers, you know, the new people that are on the other end of that satellite phone, how did they know Jack's name? How did that guy know Jack? Because he never identifies himself as that. He says, I'm one of the survivors of Flight 815, so it's kind of interesting that they know both when they call and then when the guy at the end of the show shows up, says, are you Jack? How do they know? Are they monitoring everything? And then the second question is the guy that visits Hurley, you know, in the flash forward that visits him in the mental hospital, is that Mr. Echo's brother? I mean, that guy looks so much like him, at least from what I remember. Maybe you have some idea who he is or if we've seen him before or that kind of thing. But, you know, a great episode, and it raises more questions than it does answers, and that's pretty cool. Just so exciting to see all of our friends again. And to hear you guys tonight, that will be just, you know, tremendous. So, anyway, have a good night, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. My name is Trish. And I just watched Lost, and I'm so excited for it to do that. Yay, Lost is back. Okay, just a couple of quick things that I wanted to throw out there while it was fresh in my mind. The cop asking Hurley if he remembered about Anna Lucia. He asked if he remembered Anna Lucia from the plane, not from the island. So, okay, does that mean that the Oceanic Six told everyone that they were the only survivors? That has to be it, right? That's weird. Hurley, when he was talking to Jack, said he wants us back, right? Who's he? Is it Jacob? Does Jacob end up talking to Hurley? That scary guy that showed up at the hospital pretending to be from Oceanic and getting all freaked out and asking Hurley if they're still alive. Okay, he was totally scary. And what's up with that? Who's looking for the other people? And when Hurley had to tell Claire that Charlie was dead, I totally teared up. That was really sad. Good job, Jorge Garcia. That was a really good scene. All right, I'm psyched. I'm really psyched. I hope you guys are psyched, too. Can't wait to hear your show. Hear what you have to say about it. Okay, bye-bye.
Jay, Jack, this is Derek from Clinton Township, Michigan. Just got done watching the season premiere. And I hate to be one of those people who calls in and says, geez, what a great episode. It blew me away. It was phenomenal. But you know what? It was a great episode. It did blow me away, and it was phenomenal. Am I the only one here, though, that's getting sort of a Grant Morrison Invisibles type of a vibe with the way that the story's going? Looks like they're split into two camps, and yet I get this definite conspiracy theory sort of a feeling over the whole thing. That it's some sort of good versus evil sort of a pull, tug-of-war, give-and-take sort of a thing. And Hurley was basically telling Jack at the end of the episode that he picked the wrong side. I love the non-linear storytelling, where it's even more non-linear than it was last season. they're jumping around so much now that I'm starting to wonder if some of the flashbacks we saw in seasons 1, 2, and 3 were actually flash forwards in disguise. I got to get the DVDs out and look for them. All I can say is I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season 4, and man, I hope the writers end their strike. Good talking to you guys. We'll see you next week.
Hello, Jan Jag. It's Isabel again. I was just watching Ellie Stone, and in the middle of the show, they showed a commercial from Oceanic Flight, Oceanic Airlines, and it was kind of similar to the ones that we found in the Oceanic Airlines site, and I don't know if it's different from the others, but the same guy cutting off the signal up here saying that they had found the flight. I just got really excited, and I had to call you guys, so I guess that's it, and I'm sure you guys watched it too, because they promoted it like crazy during Lost. So anyway, that's it. Love the show.
All right, thank you for those calls. Unfortunately, due to a technical glitch, we actually lost the audio from Jack and I, so we do not have our reactions to these set of calls, but thank you anyway for calling in and bringing up discussion on this latest episode. So instead, we are just going to go straight into John Laconis' new news segment. Here we go. All right, it's time for our new news segment with John Laconis, or otherwise known as Doc Arst. Of DocArts.com.
And this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, this is our new news segment, and John actually has a lot of insiders in, you know, the industry and a lot of friends within the Lost crew, and this is going to be a great addition to the show because it's going to tell us a lot of stuff about what's going on in the world of Lost news-wise, and also have an occasional interview with actors from the show. I think this week's clip is going to have Yoon Jin Kim.
Ooh.
And some news about the strike. And some more fun stuff. So why don't we let John take it away in all our right. New news segment called Hollywood and Vines.
Yeah. All right, I like it.
All right, take it away, John.
Welcome to Hollywood and Vines, a Lost News Digest produced exclusively for the Jay and Jack podcast. I'm your host, John Laconis, perhaps better known to you as Doc Arst. There's really only one story this week, and that is the premiere of Lost Season 4, so I wanted to mark that occasion by getting together some clips from a recent interview that I did with Yoon Jin Kim. Also wanted to cover some of the back-channel info regarding the strike, and as well as a sobering look at Spoilergate 08 and what that might mean for those of us who want to remain spoiler-free here for the rest of the season. It shouldn't be any big surprise that there are several Lost spoilers out there of a very revealing nature. Lost is, you know, now, of course, airing mid-season, so there are far more episodes in the can than there normally would be before a season premiere. Now, as a result, episodes 1 through 4 have been significantly spoiled online. If you want to see those, obviously you know how to find that information. If you don't want to see it, you need to be vigilant because people are posting spoilers in theory threads. They're posting them in comment systems. It's very difficult to avoid the spoilers. You have to find, you know, message boards where, you know, your moderators are really on top of things. And really the only way to guarantee that you're going to stay unspoiled is to avoid the comment systems altogether and really stick with forums that have very vigilant moderating staffs that will try to keep those in the right area. Just a note about how these, you know, spoilers have come to be. A lot of people are blaming ABC for this, and the fact of it is ABC is not doing anything differently than they ever do. Most spoilers originate from somebody in the staff in post production who's, you know, violating the trust of their agreement. But we're not here to talk about the nobility of the act. But what they do is, you know, they sell, barter, or, you know, give that information out to their favorite blogger or whatever they want to do. But, you know, at any rate, you know, spoilers aren't something that, you know, exist as a quantity that are then tried to lock away. You know, the information comes to the public, you know, during the natural flow of production. So it's not definitely certainly not ABC's fault. And it's, you know, certainly up to us fans to be discreet with the information, you know, and I'll play a clip here from Comic-Con just to kind of refresh everyone's memories on what Carlton and Damon had to say about spoilers.
If you want to, You can find out what the first 10 episodes are about online.
The show is more enjoyable if it isn't spoiled, and I think that we want as much as we can. You know, we're not the CIA, and obviously the show goes through 500 people's hands between the inception of the story and the conclusion of the episodes, and we've realized it's virtually impossible to keep spoilers from getting out there, but you guys can help us in terms of keeping the spoilers away from people who don't really want to see them.
You can't put it better than that. ABC and Carlton and Damon are focused on creating a great show for us, thankfully, and not concerning themselves with spoilers. Common courtesy of how that information is handled really falls back to us here in the public. Now, going back to the interview that I had with Yoon-jin Kim, this will be appearing in its entirety on UGO.com, and you can also look at DocArts.com to be alerted to when that's going to become available. I spoke with Yoon-jin for over 20 minutes, and we discussed many factors of season four, her upcoming flashback episode, where she thought the series was going, and she had some interesting input that I feel is very valid here on what the major change is for season four in contrast to previous seasons.
So each episode, we start with something, there's a definite answer, and of course another question opens up with an answer, but I feel like there are more contained or more, it's a faster paced. So, some of the frustrations that the viewers were having with Lost, going on and on and on and not getting the answer, I think all of that, or some of that, will go away with season four. So I'm super excited.
And I can assure you, spoiler free, of course, that not only does that go away, but it stays away. Lost certainly picks up speed as it goes along throughout season four. And just when you think you're starting to catch your breath, it blows you away again. So, of course, a specter over all of season four has been the writer's strike and how that will impact the output of episodes this season. I've done some digging around, and I'm happy to come back with a few things that are encouraging, at least. One thing that I will say, I was not able to get any kind of confirmation about Jorge's Garcia's recent comments that he felt that 8 would be possible, 8 more episodes, which would be fantastic. And please, let's all keep our fingers crossed, and let's holler at for that at the top of our lungs when the strike does end, so that possibly ABC can find a way to make that happen. What I have found, and this is comprised of off-the-record opinions from a variety of people in the industry, and it definitely does not have the backing of anybody at ABC or anybody in Hollywood for that matter, so it's strictly off the record, is that it looks like what they're planning on doing is extending the television season to the end of June, which is, of course, adding an extra month in. Most scripted dramas that came in for mid-season are going to be able to get another 3 to 4 episodes out. The people I'm talking to close to the Lost production that might have a better idea on what they're capable of are saying that there is a reason. It's a reasonable expectation that if the strike ends within the next 2 weeks, which would mean by the end of January, that they will be able to get up to an additional 6 episodes at least. So 6 would give us a total of 14 episodes, which would be a heck of a lot better than 8, and probably also increases the chances that they would carry those episodes forward rather than find a way to shorten the story to make it all fit, which of course would work fabulous for all of us. So definitely when the strike ends, if it ends by the end of the month, we Lost folk should all get together and shout at the top of our lungs that we want ABC to throw another hamster on the wheel, add another production group there, you know, maybe hire in a new support staff of writers, whatever is needed to do to get Lost on, because I'm telling you, this season, this is it. This starts the downward spiral towards the end of the show. The show is moving with an imperative. It's moving with an urgency to tell a story. As you get deeper into this, you're really going to, I think, understand where Carlton and Damon were coming from when they said that episode 8 was a bad place to end. And that completes this episode of Hollywood and Vines. I've had a great time. I hope you enjoyed this. Next week, I hope to have Entertainment Weekly's Jeff Jensen here with some predictions and possibly some Doc Jensen riffing, if we could get that going. I'll also be bringing you fragments of an unpublished interview that I did with Josh Holloway from a few months back, right in Hawaii. And and, of course, a few tidbits from around the web. And I thank you for joining and look forward to meeting you next week. Bye.
All right. Thank you, John, for that news segment. A lot of good information in there.
I liked it a lot. The part that's staying spoiler-free.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, exactly. And especially now, like he said, it's the first, pretty much the first four episodes are out there if you really wanted to look.
Yeah, exactly. And then the whole, like last season, I still say I would have been so disappointed if I would have broke down and read the final episode before it aired.
It's lost of something to be seen and not read, like, you know, descriptions of it.
Right. So I have been spoiled a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Different things, but not, I don't think anything major.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, as far as being spoiler-free. And then going to the writer's strike, that'd be good news if it did end in 2 weeks.
Why? Why is that?
Well, because we'd get the Lost.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking there might be a little sooner than that.
Right. Why do you think that?
Because was there the guys from Lost are pretty much they're high up there on this strike thing, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
Well, have you noticed that someone passed them?
Oh, what, you mean the official Lost podcast?
Yeah, we passed the official Lost podcast.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. We were featured on the front page of iTunes.
Yeah, so that helped us out. We pushed us a little past them.
Well, don't jinx us. I don't want to brag about it.
That's all I ever wanted. And now we're past them. So now they're thinking, hey, we're behind those two jerks. Let's get back to work.
Those two idiots.
Yeah, so I think that they might say, hey, let's get back to work so we can. Cause that's probably their main goal, isn't it? To stay ahead of us.
Sure, that's the real goal. That's going to end the strike in Hollywood.
Wouldn't that end the strike? Don't you think? That might be the deal breaker.
So you're saying we are the cause for the end of the strike?
Yeah.
I think it's a little over the top, Jack. Hey, you need to pull yourself back.
It's all I have. We lost our Hawaii trip. That's all I got.
Okay, all right.
But I still go back to Lost took over Grey's Anatomy's time slot.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What happens if the strike ends and both those shows come back? What are they going to do with Lost?
I don't know.
Now, would they hold, let's say it comes back in February. Okay, they can continue doing episodes straight through. Six episodes.
Uh-huh.
Which one would they bump?
I don't know.
Would they hold Grey's Anatomy off until, say, May?
Or maybe like April or something.
April or
May.
And
then put Lost on a little hiatus and then that. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Because I think Lost is going to do really well at that Thursday time slot.
Well, it doesn't have American Idol competing with it.
So I think it's going to do really well. Say Lost is like the number one show. Do you take Lost off and bring Grey's Anatomy back? Because Grey's Anatomy was the number one show, right? Or
I don't know.
One or two.
It was one of the top shows, yeah. I'll have to see what happens. But we'll see how the strike goes first, and then we'll see.
Bump Lost to 10 o'clock
uh-huh.
and put Grey's Anatomy back. What's it 10 o'clock on ABC?
I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly.
I guess we got to get to the point where they settle the strike.
Yeah, let's worry about settling the strike first.
And now that we know that we're ahead of them, the strike will probably be over in the next couple of days.
Come on. That's ridiculous. All right, you ready to do your update on...
The contest, yes.
Yes. All right, here we go. Yeah, it's been... season now, and I still don't have your music. Your own personal music.
What?
Your own song.
I can't hear you.
Your own song.
Is that my own song?
No, I just haven't made you one yet, so I'm putting that music.
You know, I don't care.
Okay, you don't care anymore?
I just don't care.
Okay, all right.
I just want the striped in.
Lost Podcast Contest.
I stay ahead of the official Lost Podcast. That's all I care about.
All right, go.
The contest.
Contest. Which questions were answered?
There were two questions answered.
Two questions answered.
Right. We have more people this year than we did last season, which shocked me because I didn't think that was going to happen because
we didn't have much. There wasn't a lot of time. Before.
And you know, you didn't feel like podcasting, so
whatever.
We get that out there. So that.
Yeah. All right. Come on.
You know.
Okay.
I think it's been well documented. You don't want to podcast. Anyway. Number five.
All right.
Will Hurley have a flash forward or flash back? And it was one or the other.
Just like one period.
You say, an episode.
Because this is like the first 8 episodes.
Right.
Okay.
And yes was 42 points. No was 23. And I think we can safely say that yes.
So 42 points.
So 42 points.
Okay.
And then this one was people. I had so many people sending me PMs asking me a clarification on this one.
Okay.
Who will Sawyer... be the first person Sawyer gives a nickname to, and it was anybody. If he called Freckle, it was anything. I think, whatever.
Yeah,
and I think we can all say safely it was Desmond. He called him Scotty.
Scotty.
Yeah. So that was if you said Desmond, that's worth 108 point.
Wow, very
and
nice.
And I'm thinking we're going to have to probably have some kind of tiebreaker system here.
Well,
there's
I think
only,
so.
There's only 20 questions. Last,
but you know what they do? Extra episodes, I think you should make like a tiebreaker, like six questions or something that could be able to break it.
And so then everyone can send in their...
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know. We'll
why wouldn't I mind doing more work?
Exactly.
You're right. So, okay. If they do sex... Yeah,
Whatever gives you more work.
I got time.
Yeah.
I got time.
All right, Jack. Now it's time for... Your crackpot.
I don't have time to do crackpot theories. I got to come up with an extra.
Oh, come on.
Six questions.
It's your first crackpot theory. First real full-fledged crackpot theory.
And you know, people
season.
Have been sitting back going, gosh, I can't wait for them to start podcasting so I can hear that crackpot theory.
More like crap pot theory. Oh, all right.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
All right. all right. Let's, you ready?
Yes.
I have the drum already. Oh, I have it pre-recorded.
Did you finally pre-record it?
Yes, I did.
After the third year. You know, I wish I would have suggested that to you a long time ago. It might have saved you some work.
All right, here we go.
All right. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, we saw at the end of the scene when they were playing basketball.
Uh-huh.
And Jack was leaving, and Hurley obviously wants to get back to the island.
Okay.
I think Hurley wants to get back now. Jax is like, he doesn't care.
Okay.
But we saw at the end of last season, Jack was trying to get back to the island, right?
Yes.
I think eventually Hurley and Jack are going to work together. To get back to the, I'm going to guarantee it. That's going to happen because Hurley has the finances behind him to do it.
Okay,
he has the money, so his money is good.
Well, if it's still there, do we really know that he still has the finances?
He still has it.
Okay,
that screws my theory up if he doesn't.
Okay, I'm trying to
the reason for his
it.
Money. That's that.
Okay,
everyone always said he has the money to get off the island.
Okay,
everyone said he would have money get. That's he has the money to get back on the island.
Okay, all
that's right. What's going to get him back on the island.
All right. So you're saying after a time period after when we saw him last season in the season finale in his flashback with the beard.
Right.
Him, Jack, and Hurley are going to join forces.
I don't know if Kate's going to do it because Kate doesn't seem like she was interested.
Yeah.
But Jack obviously is desperate to get back to the island. He realized he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Hurley.
Well, Charlie
obviously wants to get back.
Yeah.
But Hurley has the finances to get back to the island and he'll use that money. Team up with Jack, and they will get back to the island using Hurley's money.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'd also like to see that. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
All right, so that is?
My crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, so there you go. Woohoo! New crackpot theory!
Yay!
All right, Jack, are you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, so that is our show for this Thursday.
Ta-da!
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311. Calling time with your last questions, comments, and our theories on season 4, the new episode. Mind-blowing. Let us know what you think.
I'm ready for next week.
So am I.
I can't wait.
Also, you can send an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jandjack.com with all important information related to our show. Check out our newly redesigned MySpace page.
Yes, finally.
Finally. Soon there will be a video up there of everyone with their t-shirts they send in.
Oh, cool. Maybe I can get a picture of me with my extra small one.
Also, you can check out our listener forum, lostpodcast.proboards2.com. There's a link right there on our website,
jandjack.com. You can join MySpace, too.
And discuss your theories and anything else. It's a great forum.
And I think there's a lot to talk about right now.
Yes, exactly. Also, you can check out the new Jay and Jack hoodies.
Oh, yeah.
From shopsamandnate.com and also our classic t-shirts.
Put that over your head.
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
And you could click the link right now in the AAC feed to go to that.
Click.
Also,
it's been a long show.
Yes. Working with Wizard Media on some advertising ventures on the show to help, you know, continue the show for a while because I'm not working now. I'm a poor jerk.
I've actually been working more than I've ever worked before.
Yeah, I know. So,
and I still don't have any money.
Trying to upgrade stuff like studio equipment that we've been using forever. Yeah. And the t-shirts help a lot. But to secure a future, I think we need to try and get some advertisements.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be anything too bad or anything like that. And we don't like asking people for money. So,
no.
But if you could just fill out this quick little survey, it's really not that bad at all. I think it's like maybe 5 questions.
Sure, you'll be on a mailing list. You get like 500
junk mail. There's no mailing list or anything like that. Don't say that. Don't scare the people.
I'm just kidding.
Don't kid about that.
I kid.
But
I kid. That's what I do.
You can click the link right now in the AAC feed and go to, or check out jandjack.com. It's the top little button on the
top. You can't miss it. It's a top button.
Yeah.
And as soon as we're done here, I'm doing it.
Oh, thanks, Jack. That's so awesome.
I'm here to help.
That's good. I'm glad. So check that out.
And don't forget about that game we're going to do.
Okay.
The you know, for
the pledge game, yes.
Pledge game. And what it is, if you haven't heard it before, the pledge game where you go on, we're going to have a thing on our thread where people can start and say, I pledge so much money. It's like, I pledge 50 cents or I pledge a dollar every time Hurley says dude or every time.
This is a pledge for our marathon podcast
for autism.
Yes.
And every time you can say, I pledge a dollar or 50, whatever, a dime, whatever, whatever you want to pledge, $1,000 every time Sawyer says freckles. Well, people can come up with their own things that they want to do, and then we'll keep track. Whoever starts the thread, or that's we'll keep track of how many times to do it.
And pledge and for
bonds. You can send
Now, remember, refresh everybody's memory on what the autism charity is that we are getting.
It's Autism Speaks.
Autism Speaks.
So we're going to be doing 25 hours, because Jay didn't want to do 24 hours.
I don't know.
It wasn't enough. He said, I'm doing 25 hours.
I think we should just go back to 15. I don't think we have enough time. We don't have enough time.
We have time.
We have other podcasts we have to record that weekend.
We're all going to be part of the same one. We're doing it.
We'll see.
We're doing it for Johnny, man. Doing it for Johnny.
We're still giving money. Either way.
Come on. 25. It's once
25 hours.
It's once
man.
In a lifetime.
I have to go to school. I have studies
We have Ryan and Jen.
We have a great list, but
Cliff.
We can do all that in not 25
Dell
hours.
Dell said he'd come by. Dell would says come by. That's he's good all for right. like 10 minutes.
But,
Of talk. Of talking.
Okay, it's not good at
wrong podcast. We're gonna do all kinds of things. And you said we got all kinds of people.
So March 15th.
March 15th. 25 hours of nothing but fun.
That's not confirmed by me yet.
Can you imagine the last? We'll get down to it because I got to work that morning.
So how are you going to work?
I'm going to go to work, come back, sleep for a few hours, and then.
Well, who's going to be doing the podcast? I'm not doing it.
No, I got to work that morning. We're not doing it till like 3:30 in the afternoon.
I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Well, you don't all joke because you're not good at it.
Ouch.
So don't forget about the pledge. The pledge thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, donate what you can.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're trying to get. I'm still working on getting Jenny McCarthy. Go work on that. We're really good friends, so we're working on it.
So yeah, it's Jack's autism charity.
It's not mine. It's
it's your idea and everything.
Yeah, but you wanted to do it.
Is that you know me?
Yeah.
Not Ebenezer Scrooge. All right.
Well, the Ralph one's gonna be great because that'll kill at least 5 hours. Top 25 movies of all time.
Yeah, should be fun.
What's funny? He wanted to do 40.
Uh-huh.
And then you're over there whining, going, "Let's do 5."
40 is too many. 25 is
Jay's like,
all right.
Because we were talking on the phone, and I'm going back and forth. And I go, he goes, well, I can do at least 40 or 50. I go, I can do that. And Jay goes, no, man.
All right. Enough about this. But
I can only
check
do
out
three.
Our show
Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters 2.
Next Monday for the reaction episode to this episode, where we're giving more listener feedback, and John's new segment preview, where
great.
He talks about what's coming up on next week, because he has seen the episode.
He has?
Yes.
So how cool is it to be him?
Pretty darn cool. So check it out next Monday on the Lost Podcast. Do you have anything else you'd like to say, Jack?
No, I got to rest up for March 15th.
Okay.
I got to pace myself.
We'll see you guys next Monday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Wow. I'm glad I waited 8 months for that. It was incredible, and I'm still lost. Love the show. Bye.
That was crazy! In all the best possible ways. Thank God they got off the flashback, and they're actually doing the flash forward, and like, the gloves are off, things are moving forward. I was so afraid we were going to get mirrored down in that, like, kind of beginning of last season where things felt like they were kind of stalling a little bit. I think with the timeline, they're blowing our minds, just moving it all forward. Loved it. You guys do a great job. Keep it up.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Isabel from South America. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I wanted to comment on this week's episode of Lost, the beginning of the end. It was awesome, and I just wanted to send in my thoughts about whose eye was that in Jacob's cabin, and it really looked like it was Christine Shepherd from what I saw when I watched the episode, but I guess I'll have to watch more closely, but that's just my thought. Anyway, I love the show, I'm a long-time listener, and keep up the great work, amazing episode. See you guys.
Be sure to tune in this Monday, February 4th, for a special interview with Jorge Garcia on The Lost Podcast.